Welcome back to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. Tonight, San Antonio will get some primetime attention with the debut of a new doctor's drama set here in San Antonio. It's called The Night Shift, and here's a clip.
At San Antonio Memorial Hospital.
Okay, no, very funny. You glued a chair to my ass.
The night shift doctors try to keep things light. Because it can get a little heavy around here.
Got this. Right behind you. He's okay.
Night shift is not like your day shift. It's an undisciplined zoo.
This whole kamikaze battlefield surgery crap is not going to fly anymore now that I'm here. Stop acting like you own this place and everyone in it.
I'm sorry that I messed things up.
Me too.
Yeah.
All right, that's a clip from the program, The Night Shift. Most people in San Antonio will probably miss that show tonight. They'll be watching the Spurs game. The show's on NBC, and it's a summer replacement program. But it does bring up some interesting issues, mainly why isn't the show, which is set in San Antonio, not shot in San Antonio? Instead, they're doing all that production in New Mexico, and there's other examples of that happening as well. And to explain what's going on, we're joined by Drew Mayer Oakes. He's the director of the San Antonio Film Commission. And Drew, welcome to The Source.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
So, Drew, tell us what is the issue? Why wouldn't put yourself in their shoes? Why not shoot in San Antonio?
Well, it's really just simple. And that's one of the things that's been frustrating for us. It's financial. The state of New Mexico has a fairly new program for series television that is a tax rebate program. And it's based on their spending in the state, and it's a 30% rebate. And it's different than some of their earlier programs, which were tax credits, which were a little different in that a 30% credit sold on the open market might yield 94-95% of its value. But now that the program is set up as a tax rebate, it is exactly 30%, and we had a great visit with the producer of this TV show, Stuart Lyons, who also line produced all five seasons of Breaking Bad in Albuquerque, and the creator and head writer, Gabe Sachs. Last summer, we spent 3 days in San Antonio, and they loved what they saw. Of course, they were here to see the city and to try to make sure that their show was as true to the city as it could be, even though it was filmed in Albuquerque. But the 30% rebate is higher than what they would get in Texas. And their studio, which is, I believe, Sony, that pays for their bills, just said, we won't do it if we're going to lose money to set the story in San Antonio, to set the production in San Antonio.
What is the rebate or incentives? What does Texas or San Antonio offer?
Well, Texas has an incentive program. And for a TV series, they can apply not only for a single episode, but for an entire season or half season. And they can get up to 20% of their Texas spending, verified Texas spending. For instance, if you use United Airlines for flying some of your actors in, those expenses are not cannot be accounted toward your Texas spending because it's not a Texas company. So they're very particular about their spending, about what they'll approve. But the highest rate is 20%. San Antonio qualifies as an underutilized area because we receive less than 25% of the annual production in the state at any given year. And that adds 2.5%. So now they're up to 22.5%. And the city has a local program which also adds 2.5%, and that would get them up to 25%. Unfortunately, we have a very small fund available for that 2.5%. So a TV series would eat that up in 2 or 3 episodes. So the highest that we could get them theoretically would be 25%. And that's the number that they presented to Sony, and Sony said no.
All right, so it comes down to a dollars and cents for producers when they figure out where they're going to do this, and maybe they can work their TV movie magic and make it look like San Antonio when they're not actually here. Now we're joined by Luis Munoz. He's an experienced local producer and a director. He's with the Bauhaus Media Group and so many other outfits. If I describe Luis's total resume, we wouldn't have any time for anything else. But Luis, welcome to The Source.
Hey, Dave. How are you, man? Thank you for that intro.
So tell me, as a producer, and what your experience is, you know, when you have to figure out how you're going to stretch a dollar and you look at these incentive programs.
You know, man, unfortunately, we're barely getting to the point, and hi, Drew, by the way, I know Drew very well. We're just getting to the point where we're looking at those. You know, as far as the shows that I've done, I've never had to deal with incentive programs. What I'm starting to find out now is everything that happens leading up to it. So meaning I'm working on two or three projects right now that I'm trying to bring to Texas, one movie and two TV shows. And what I'm running into is a lot of, and Drew knows about this, the situation of people with the studios or out in Hollywood saying, well, you know, you can shoot that somewhere else where you have a bigger incentive. So that's kind of what I'm running into right now. Honestly, what I'm trying to do is convince these studios that these concepts that I'm trying to do will be better out of San Antonio, or trying to find characters that are in San Antonio for me to use in my TV shows, if that makes sense.
Sure. So you're saying that there is a dividend which can't be measured in dollars and cents by producing in San Antonio. There's just something here that can't be captured elsewhere.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, I'm not going to name names, but I have a very famous friend who is a producer out in L.A., and he's from San Antonio. And for years I've been telling him, why don't you come out here? Why don't we shoot? I mean, you love San Antonio. Why don't we shoot something here? And, you know, he tells me a couple reasons. One, he doesn't feel that the talent is here, meaning that there's enough talent that's already trained talent. And two, he feels that we don't have the correct equipment and all of that. Now, he loves, for instance, in his case, he loves San Antonio. And he loves not only the culture and everything, but the setups, you know, what it looks like. And you can't replicate or duplicate that on a set or somewhere else. But again, it all comes down to what you said at first, which is now it's a little bit of resources and a little bit of incentives. For me, I've always said that there's no way you could be shooting that show right now about San Antonio and Louisiana and make it feel like San Antonio. There's just no way. And so me trying to convince these studios, Dave, you know, in L.A. And the people that are paying for it, basically, it's just an uphill battle, and it's been for me for the last 10 years.
So we mentioned earlier about the special qualities of San Antonio, and apparently these producers have caught on to that. So that's where they're making it the scene for this new series, Night Shift, and also other shows like this Don't Mess with Texas movie that Reese Witherspoon is now starring in. So isn't that something we could be proud of, even though they're not going to shoot it here?
You know, 100%, right? I think it's all about momentum. You know, in my field and in my life, I believe in momentum, right? So as we start getting it, and in fact, that's why I'm such a, you know, a huge supporter of San Antonio Spurs, right? Because anything that brings positive attention and puts San Antonio in a positive light is going to move us in that direction. I think those things are great. I think it's not enough. You know what I mean? I
sure.
think that I wish that there was more we could do. I wish that the powers that be would interfere more.
Okay, well, maybe we can take that up. Okay, we got to go to break. Thank you, Luis, for calling in. And we'll take your phone calls. A caller, 614-8980. This is The Source on KSTX.
All right, let's go. Let's clear it out, guys.
Make a hole, please.
I need a type-in screen and 2 units of blood.
You got real lucky taking that branch out.
Luck had nothing to do with it, Hank.
Heard about her over dispatch. It's a hell of a way to start your shift.
Wouldn't have been my first choice.
Jeez, TC, you look like crap.
Yeah, pulling a tree out of a guy's stomach tends to get a little messy.
I was talking about your face, TC. Are you fighting again?
I didn't start this one.
I never do. Look, I really need your paperwork for the drug company study. You know that I am trying to fund an extra position for the day shift, and you are a month behind. Yes, you are. Look, the only thing that I need you to do is just take one day, all right? One day to finish your paperwork instead of going out, getting drunk, and getting yourself.
That is a clip from the program that debuts tonight, premieres tonight, The Night Shift on NBC. It's a doctor drama, sort of a MASH unit in San Antonio, though it is shot in New Mexico. With me to talk about the producing of high-budget items in San Antonio, we're joined by the film commissioner of San Antonio, Drew Meyer Oaks. Andrew, so when a program like that does come to San Antonio, and even though it's not actually shot here, are there benefits for the city?
Well, there sure are. The media exposure that we get, and that's why a lot of us are hoping that this program is going to be successful, even though it's not shot here. It very definitely portrays itself as being a life in San Antonio. There was a show earlier this year on ABC that was called Killer Women that was also set in San Antonio, and it didn't make it. I think they made 3 or 4 episodes before they were canceled. And that would also have been good for us too. The Night Shift in particular is interesting to us because we've gotten to know both the producer, Stu Lyons, and the creator, Gabe Sachs, who really, really would like to make their TV show here. Stu, when we toured the city, he would stop me and just say, wait, I want to look at this. I want to, you know, let this sink in. And what he was talking about was the diversity of looks that we have and the fact that from a producer's point of view, he was thinking about, and especially in a television show, when you're doing exterior, sometimes you only do half a day at a restaurant and then another half a day at a garage or a motor repair store or whatever. And he said, in San Antonio, I can look to the left and there's my restaurant, and I can look to the right and there's my, you know, automotive repair. And so he sees the savings of dollars. So he, you know, Luis alluded to the savings, and there is a savings when you shoot outside of an established production center. Rates are less. People charge less for locations. Crew rates are about the same, and we're happy for that. We want our crew to be well paid because that's how they learn and they get to be the best in their business. But most of the other expenses are less, and producers realize that. So what we're going to try to do over the next year to 2 years is to increase the pot for our San Antonio incentive, also to work directly with the Texas Film Commission to make sure that they can help us get the productions that we deserve. And they are aware that we're suffering down here. I've talked to Heather Page, who's the director of the Texas Film Commission, about this at length, and she wants to help us. So we're going to be taking steps that we hope will kind of break the ice to get these productions in here so that more and more influential producers can report back to the studios on these other savings that aren't just on the books in terms of the rebate.
All right, let's go to the phone calls. And our phone number is, if you want to join the conversation, 614-8980. And David has called in. David, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Thank you. Hey, I have a comment. My name is David Coughlin. I know Drew. I know the film commission. I'm in post-production of a feature film in San Antonio. And I can tell you, I'm one of the guys that hopes to work with Drew over the next year. I took my film and I dropped it in Louisiana and budgeted it there. I budgeted it in Michigan. I budgeted it in Winnipeg. And it was cheaper to do in San Antonio, even though on the surface, the rebates in Michigan and Louisiana and in Manitoba were higher because our rates are better. We're still paying crew, you know, we want to, like Drew said, we want to pay them a living wage because they live here, they work here, they go to HEB, the whole bit. But I think it's sharpening our pencil to show the studios in L.A., look, not only are we a match dollar for dollar after it's all washed out, but we have a great film community. Because we are a smaller film town, everybody is totally incentivized to make great films. We're not over ourselves like a lot of communities, some in Texas. So I think, as the other gentleman, Luis, alluded to, we are on our way to a tipping point where studios are going to start coming here. We've got to do some work on our part and help the city see the economic development results out of this, as well as show Sony and Paramount and the others what really are huge benefits, economic and otherwise, that are matched dollar for dollar with the other places they're going.
All right, David, thank you for that call. I appreciate it. I'm going to get another caller on really quick. Let's get John on the air. John, thanks for being patient. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you. And to your guests, I hope you understand none of this is personal, but more directed at the way the city handles it. To say that that Texas has a film problem is a little disingenuous. There's three network shows that I know of and three feature films and a few indies that have been filmed in Austin just since November. And I'm actually a union member in the 484. So I don't believe Texas has the problem that San Antonio does. And with the image issues, part of it is when there aren't job training programs here through the community colleges or continuing education like there are in Austin and Dallas. When you go to the city's official website, it's woefully out of date. Some of the pages haven't been updated since 2012. There's a webcam of the Alamo that's actually pointed at a brick wall. So if I'm someone who wants to bring a production here, or I'm one of those middle people like a location scout or talent scout or whatever, and I see this kind of attitude that reinforces the stereotypes, how am I supposed to get over that and recommend this as a place to film?
John, thanks for that call. Let's get a response from Drew. Web page is out of date. Web cameras pointed at brick walls.
That's highly likely. The webcam does get jostled about from time to time. And John, I agree with you 100%. I spent 23 years of my career in Austin and you know, the training opportunities there and in Dallas are phenomenal. Those are other things that we're working on and that I haven't mentioned that we're working on behind the scenes is to try to work with our institutes of higher learning to get a film school and to get training programs in place. The fact of the matter, however, is that the Texas State incentive does have some problems in terms of how it's structured. It was designed very specifically to assist cities like San Antonio and Houston to kind of get back in the game. Throughout the 90s, when I worked with the Texas Film Commission and the Houston Film Commission as well, we were regularly doing movies of the week and large studio films, and those things have just gone away.
All right, let's get Scott on the air. Scott, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Yeah, okay. How y'all doing?
Doing good. Go ahead.
I've worked with Drew as well. Speaking as a local crew member, I mean, I have to work out of San Antonio a lot. So when something does come here, a lot of times I'm not available because I'm working out of town or out of state to make my living. And I know there's a lot of other crew members here in town that are in the same situation. We would all love to be working at home, but a lot of times don't have the opportunity to because there's just not enough work coming to San Antonio. So, yeah, I've heard other people say that we don't have the crew here. Well, we do. It's just that a lot of us have to work out of town to make our living, and then we come back here and send the money in town that we've made somewhere else.
So it sounds like we got a chicken and egg problem there, Scott.
Exactly.
All right. Thanks for
and
calling.
I know Drew is working hard to try to solve that problem, but we really, I think, need the city to jump on board
okay,
to help bring that money into San Antonio.
All right, thanks for that call. So, Drew, let me ask you, the purpose of the Film Commission, is it to bring outside productions to town, or is it to develop a film community here, or are you trying to do both simultaneously?
Actually, it's one and the same now. In the early years when film commissions began regionally, the 70s and 80s, they were specifically designed to assist out-of-town productions because there was very little regional local production. And through the years, as independent production has grown and local higher budget production has grown throughout the state, film commissions have tried to keep pace to assist them as well. But it's really important for out-of-town production dollars to come in because those when we don't have the training facilities that John referred to in Dallas and Austin, the films can often provide that. And the IA 484 is very good at training people to, you know, to increase their ranks of the union. And so the outside production is where we get that component of that training and the keeping the crew trained and building the crew.
So what I'm hearing from listening to this conversation over the half hour that it's San Antonio's situation is unique from the rest of Texas. There's plenty of production happening in Austin, but for it to come to San Antonio, the so we need to sweeten that incentive a little bit more, right?
We do, and it's a bit of a bell curve in some of the plans and models that we've worked on, so that we would sweeten the pot for a number of years, and then as our crew base grows and we get more union members.
So this is an investment situation.
It's an investment, and once we reach that point, it pays off
how? What's the big payoff?
The big payoff is the last comptroller's report reported that for every dollar spent in Texas incentive money, $18 was spent by the production company. That's a huge return on investment.
So that's a dollar investment. Then there's also developing local talent who can tell local stories using our technological folk art we call film and television, and all sorts of other payoffs in that way, making San Antonio a higher profile city.
Of course, and visually we'd be known throughout the world.
All right. Well, hey, I want to thank you for joining us and talking about the San Antonio Film Commission and where we are with the situation. Drew Mayer Oakes, director of the San Antonio Film Commission. Earlier, we heard from Luis Munoz from Bauhaus Media, a local producer and director. This is The Source on KSTX, and I'm David Martin Davies. Thank you so much for tuning us in.
This has been The Source on Texas Public Radio. David Martin Davies is executive producer and host. Paul Flav is the show's producer. Management and oversight comes from VP of Programming Wayne Coble. Chris Udaly is the TPR web editor. Support for The Source comes from the contributors to the Community Engagement Fund, including the Gladys and Ralph Lazarus Foundation.